When Shahadev Yangmali Rai visited Bashpur, a town in his home country of Nepal, he knew he had to do something.
They don't have electricity, they don't have telephone service, they don't have a toilet, they don't have a drinking water facility, so literally they don't have anything.
A civil war has upturned this eastern Nepal town, leaving its citizens impoverished and the land overridden by a government that, according to Rai, is doing nothing. After his visit, Rai immediately began planning to help his native people. He specifically wanted to empower the women and children victims by teaching them ways to overcome poverty.
I can't show those people that there is someone who cares about them, and we can make a change if we work together.
But he didn't have the funding to turn his dream into a reality. That all changed when a fellow student at Westminster College, also from Nepal, told him about the Clinton Global Initiative, a challenge that awards students the funding needed for innovative solutions to the world's most pressing problems. With over 600 applicants representing all 50 states and 75 different countries, Rai didn't know if he had a chance. But when Chelsea Clinton announced his name at a special ceremony in St. Louis, Rai realized he had beat out 150 other semifinalists and was ecstatic.
When she called my name, it was beyond my happiness. I was thrilled. My dream is to start this grassroots movement. You know, if I don't go and do it, who's going to do it? I want to show all these young people, you know, you can make a change.
Rai will visit Nepal for over 2 months this summer to start his project. Hannah Michelle Prophet with Westminster Service Learning Department says this project is only one example of Rai's ambition.
He's just going to do amazing things in this world. This project is just one example of what Yang is capable of. And we look forward to seeing what he's going to do next.
With the $9,000 from the Clinton Global Initiative, Rai plans to employ Nepal women at the local level to produce cash crops that can be sold. The profits generated from their work will be invested in improving education and starting a library and computer lab. Megan Schultz, KBIA News.